KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day. Content warning. This episode recounts a personal experience with an eating disorder. Please take that in advisement as you listen and share it.
I just not even say you gotta help yourself before you can help anyone. You cannot help one other person unless you can help your children yourself. And that's the first and the best thing.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. Hi, my name is Zone Kid. I am a local artist here in Utah, Salt Lake City. I was born here, I was raised in Rose Park. I am 20 years old. My music is, throughout my whole art form, is very beautifully dark and also very depressing. It's pretty, is what I like to call it, and not with a Y, but with an I. I've always liked the I more. I don't know why. It's like when I say me, I'd rather see it with an eye. Throughout my lifetime, I faced a lot of self-hatred, and that's where my eating disorder came from. The start of it was I weighed over like 300 pounds back in like ninth grade, and I was like, it was starting to get to me because my uncle, who had lost a lot of weight as well, reflected to me and said, hey, you should start being concerned about, you know, your health, because if you continue to go down this route, it's going to be pretty bad, you know, like it's going to affect you, like, truthfully. And to me, that was like, oh shit, you're kind of right. Because my whole life, I didn't really care if I was fat. I was like, whatever, like, I'm living my life, I'm kind of happy in a way, so who cares, right? And then when you start to get older, you start to realize things, and it's like, oh shit, maybe I should start doing something. And then yeah, my whole life I never really liked myself in a way, so it was like, okay, this is a way for me to start liking myself. You know, I was eating clean, I was exercising like a lot, and it was great up until I reached my goal. My goal was to weigh 150, and I reached that. After that, it was kind of like, how far can I take this? How much more can I lose? I don't want to go back to being fat. And like, after reaching my goal, it's kind of like, okay, what's next? What do I do after this? Do I just go back to being a fat ass, or, you know? So after that, it was even more running and then like less eating. I started to starve. I would wake up in the middle of the night and like binge and then like feel like super bad. Yeah, my eating disorder developed where I was eating everything in sight and then just throwing it all up. And it would just be that onward cycle. And then it started to become like, I was so scared of food to where I couldn't even eat like grapes because I was like, fuck, I don't want to get fat. So I don't want to eat anything. To where like it affected my like school life as well, because the only thing that was on my mind was food. So I'd roam the halls and it was like, do I go to lunch? Do I, you know, do I do this? Do I do that? To where at school I was like running during lunch instead of making music, because that's what I used to do. Yeah, I would run during like lunch. I would run during like periods of class. I would pretend to go to the bathroom and then I would fucking just like run up the stairs, and like, it was fucking crazy. And I was like starving, and my cousin who used to go to school with me, he was like, how do you feel? And I was like, I don't know, man. It's like a drug. Like, it's euphoric in a way. I would make beats in the library because I didn't really care to associate with anybody. I was a very, after moving, because I moved, and so I moved away from my friends, and I went to this new high school, and I was practically, like, I was new there. I didn't know anybody. I didn't, you know, so I would, I'd say, fuck it. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just here to do my schoolwork and get out, get in, get out. And then during classes, I would make beats to where, like, teachers would have to tell me to turn down my headphones because the shit would just be playing so loud. So, like, if I finished whatever schoolwork I had going on, I would pull out my Mac and then just start making beats. In 2017, that's where I really, really fell, like, down, and it was like, this is my life. Eating, throwing up, feeling lonely, not wanting to talk to anybody, even though I wanted someone to help me out, and the only person I ever kept super close to me was my mother, to where I couldn't even be, like, 5 miles away from her. And, like, and if she was pretty far, I would have, like, super bad panic attacks. I couldn't even be in school, so I ended up, like, dropping out for a little bit. I ended up going to work with her at Smith's, stocking, like, the candies and stuff, which was, like, terrible for me, too, because she was, like, she was working right next to bulk food, so that I would sneak bulk food and just fucking eat a shit ton and then be like, oh, man, no, why am I doing this? And then fucking go to the bathroom and throw up. Late 2017, when I was working with my mom stocking stuff, I remember going to the bathroom. I don't know whether or not I binged and purged that time, but I remember being in the bathroom and looking at the needle cabinet where you can dispose, like, the biohazard one, and on the biohazard cabinet it said, heart, you are self. And when I seen that, I felt an emotional, like, connection to someone saying, hey, you need to love yourself. Because through that whole time, it was nothing but self-hatred. And when I seen that, I said, I want to tell everybody as well. I want to take this message that somebody told me, and I want to pass that to everybody. I want anybody that's going through a difficult time in their life, whether it's, like, you know, the self-hatred thing or, like, battling whatever demons that they have inside of them, like, they need to know that they should love themselves, because, you know, I feel like a lot of people are going through what I go through and went through. Because loving yourself is, it's not like you wake up the next day and you do it. No, it's a constant struggle. It's a day in, day out thing. Through all of this, I had gone to a lot of trips with my dad because he's a truck driver. So he goes, you know, state to state. And I felt like I needed that in a way, because I couldn't be stuck in my room all day because it was just so destructive to me. So I would go with him, and we had gone to Portland, Oregon at a truck stop, and we had gone to a restaurant, a buffet in particular, and I recommended that for obvious reasons of the binging and purging. And towards the end of the night, I had... it was my time to go take a shower at a truck stop. And I had all this food in my stomach, and I was just, you know, throwing it up before I would take a shower. And all of a sudden, my heart just stopped. It stopped, and then it started again, but it started super duper faintly. After that, it started racing, and I didn't know what to do. I was, like, shaking, like, super trembling. I was, like, 120 pounds. I had malnutritioned. I had no potassium in my body. I was freaking the hell out trying to call my mom, but she wasn't answering. So I was literally like, I felt like I was left there to die. But somewhere deep inside of me, I was like, I can't, this isn't it. This isn't my time. So I opened the door, and the next room to me was another shower where a janitor was in there. And I walked up to him and I was like, dude, please tell me I'm okay. Like, tell me I'm fine. And he's like, he didn't know what to do. He was like so shocked. He was just like, you're going to be okay. Like, you're fine. Hey, relax. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I just kept like, just please tell me, just give me reassurance. And then after I could catch my breath, I went back to my, my shower, and I guess my mom got a hold of me, and I was just freaking out, and I kept her on call the whole time I showered. And then I didn't tell my dad a damn thing, and I just went back to the truck and was just like dying.
It's how we do it out here on this underground real shit, nigga. It's the heat, nigga. Now rewind this motherfucker. You know you can't help it.
I think that night I was like, I'm dying from food. Why? This is not worth it. It's not worth it to die over something that, you know, gives us energy and gives us life to where, like, I see that my views of food are completely distorted to where I'm like, I hate it. I love it. It's an addiction. It's a drug. To where, like, okay, I need some actual fucking help, because if I don't, I'm going to die, and I don't want to die. I'm young. I have so much to do. So after that, I definitely got some help. I went in the doctor's, and my doctor told me, she read my vitals, and she said, I honestly don't know how you're in this. I don't know how you're sitting and standing and walking. Your potassium levels are like completely fucked. And so I'm like, I'm fine. I honestly feel fine. I don't, you know, I got my vitals up back again. I started going to therapy more, which did help. It did. I think a lot of it, my head was super clouded back then. Like, a lot of it I don't remember, but I do, if that makes sense. Like, nothing mattered but food.
Why am I still alive? For what purpose?
Just this 2020, I have not fully recovered, but I am definitely way better than I was back then with my eating disorder, to where I can say, like, I don't even have the care or the urge to indulge in certain binges and purges. So with 2020, I told myself I want to treat my body as a garden. With a garden, you obviously give it, you know, water. And with a body, you nourish it with the proper nutrients that you need, because, you know, the things that we're given from the ground, it's given to us because it nourishes us in the most perfect ways. I barely recently found out this year that a lot of our, like, our body functions are due to our gut. And it's like a microbiome or something. And, like, your diet really affects how you feel and how you think. So, you know, eat your veggies, nourish your body, give it the nutrients it needs, because it is screaming for it. You just keep giving it Dr. Pepper. But also, obviously, enjoy the treats, you know? Just don't go overboard on it. Be there for yourself, because at the end, that's all you really have. Music is one of the things that I cherish. I've cherished my whole life. It's amazing to be able to make something where I'm expressing something and somebody else likes it, to where another person likes it or another person likes it. And then it just goes on and on and on to where it'll be there forever. You can never kill the idea. You can only kill the man. So the song I am choosing right now, I'm introducing, is Moonstone Love. It has recently came out on November 19th this year. I am showing this track because It means a lot to me. This is the only track I've ever been fully satisfied with. A lot of my discography is unfinished, to where I always look back and I'm like, I want to change this, this, and this. This, I'm completely satisfied with. I want everybody to hear it, and if anybody does like it, then that's amazing, because I'm specifically aiming for one demographic. Even if those people don't fit in that demographic and they like it, then fuck yes, 100%. This is the song that I love. Instagram is a museum of everything I've been through. I would love for anybody to check it out if they would like to, and they want to know more about me, they want to see more of my story, to where even where like everything begins from, you know, my photography and everything. At Zone Kid, no caps and no spaces. It's just, oh, with two D's as well. I plan to make a music video for Moonstone Love. And if that goes good, I definitely want to start on a short film. That's something I've been wanting to plan for a good minute. I have not found the motivation to do that. As far as music goes, probably more singles, a lot more singles, and then eventually make an album. I have an album currently in the works, and it's called Spectrum of Emotions, and it's a vocal album. It's not just instrumental anymore. I want to express myself on this one, so be on the looks for that. So I'm gonna plug New Age Cult. That's my group. Everybody in New Age Cult, you know, you have Ghost to See, you have Chinny, you have Lambo Tiki. Yeah, we have a lot on the roster, so definitely check that out on Instagram, you know, SoundCloud as well. We have a SoundCloud where it's our full discography on there. And I definitely want to plug one of my best friends. His name is October 1st. I've grown with him musically since ninth grade. This is kind of where it all started, was me and him. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Subscribe to Slug Mag's YouTube channel for monthly virtualized concerts featuring local Utah bands. Catch the next online concert premiere on January 22nd, featuring performances from Arcane, Sling, and Ben Ra. You won't want to miss it.